760 WJR. All eyes on the state of Michigan. It feels like Michigan to me and to a lot of people nationally, ground zero, especially when it comes to the Senate race. Who will win the Senate seat in the state of Michigan? That could determine who will hold the Senate, control of the Senate in the United States Senate. And to help us talk about all of this, he's a Michigan Republican Senate candidate. Mike Rogers joins us now. Congressman, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Ryan, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Just start there for a minute. It seems like this race specifically in our state, so much focus on your race, and it could ultimately determine the balance of power in the United States Senate. How big do you feel this specific race is, yours in Michigan?
Well, obviously, it's taken on a national significance, and I think for all the right reasons. We are one of those bellwether states. We have as much to lose, but what's interesting, Ryan, as anybody, by the way, but this is a change election here in Michigan, and I think you saw that at the convention. Remember, Democrats have been in charge of Lansing for the better part of a decade. They've had both of these Senate seats, Democrats have, for 30-plus years. And when you look at the results of that and what it's done to our state and the kind of condition and shape that we're in, and then you looked at what happened on the weekend at that convention, I think people are ready for a change here. So I wouldn't lump this into all those other states that are fighting it out as what many people call a midterm election. This is a change election for Michigan.
And, you know, you look at the state, Mr. Rogers, and I talked to the president of the Detroit Regional Chamber earlier this week. He told me that Michigan's house is on fire, and I didn't need to hear that to understand that. I mean, auto insurance rates are up, utility rates are up, tax increases, the education is a disaster. There's a lot of really, really big problems in this state. How do we go about fixing them?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing you have to do is put people back in Lansing and in the United States Senate that understand that the costs that these politicians have foisted on us in Michigan are real and significant. So Democrats voted to give us the highest auto insurance in the country. Democrats voted to give us the highest electricity rates in the Midwest. Democrats voted to raise our gas tax. And think about it, in the last better part of a decade, we've lost 30,000 manufacturing jobs. I mean, we're hemorrhaging defense industrial base jobs. I mean, Dems voted to keep tax on overtime, to keep tax on Social Security, to keep tax on tips. You know, as my dad would say, this is a fecal festival of a convention, and the direction that they've sent us in this state is dangerous for our future. And that's why this election is so important. So we really don't care about what all the national pundits are saying. If you love our state, if you care about your kids being able to find opportunity here and get a job here, then we've got to make a change. The Democrats had their chance, and they cost us a bloody fortune. I talked to a woman the other day who wanted to be back with her family, moved here from Tennessee, just to move back with all of the costs I just highlighted, cost her $5,000 a year to be with her family in Michigan. We can't do that anymore. That's just not competitive anymore. And by the way, what they've done to education in this state should be damn criminal. We're 44th in the country, and over 60% of our fourth graders can't read at grade level. That's so dangerous for the future of this state and our economy.
Talking to Mike Rogers, Michigan Republican Senate candidate, let me stay with education for a minute, because all of those numbers that you just put forward, that is after putting $1 billion into education over the last decade or so. So money does not equal results. There is education is fundamentally broken in this state. How do we get it back?
Well, the first thing you've got to do, and this sounds crazy, but you have to have fourth graders reading in the fourth grade when they get there. If you don't, if you're not reading in the fourth grade by the fourth grade, you have a 70% chance of going on welfare or going to prison. Think of that. And I just gave you those numbers. So the Democrats took away a provision that the Republicans had put in a few years ago that said if you're not reading going into the fourth grade at grade level, you have to go through a remediation program. The Democrats took that away. And so they've been passing these kids year after year, sentencing to a life of poverty. I mean, it really is almost criminal, I have to tell you. So one of the things that we do, you bring back phonics. You make sure every school teaches phonics. And I have some plans at the federal level for some adult reclamation of reading. Because what we're finding is some of these kids, because we've been graduating these kids for a decade, they're now parents. They can't read to their kids. I have a way we can fix that. And I would suggest people go to rogersforsenate.com if you want to know how we're going to do that. And then across the state, you have got to get kids reading at grade level. I would do anything to support a phonics and reading reclamation for these kids. There's my wife and I are supporters of a group called Beyond Basics.
Yes.
That for years has been going into schools and helping these kids get to reading level. And if you ever want to have the most heartwarming moment of your life, you listen to these kids after they've learned how to read. And they're sometimes juniors and seniors in high school, the first time they've learned how to read. There's a whole bunch of problems associated with that. But it is a powerful thing, and you can give them their life back. This is something we can do. It is not insurmountable. People shouldn't throw their hands up and say it can't be done. It absolutely can be done, and it should be a priority not only for our next governor and the legislature, but for the next United States senator to lend a hand, put a shoulder on the wheel.
You know what? I've had Pamela Good on of Beyond Basics several times over the course of the last couple of months. She has results over the course of several decades, and I just don't understand why, you know, our elected officials have not said, okay, how do we fix it? You have the blueprint, help us fix this, and they just won't do it.
They won't do it. And a lot of schools fight a group like Beyond Basics, Pam Good's organization, from coming into the school.
It's the craziest thing.
We're paying for this price. And what I think people don't understand is it's not just urban schools, but I mean, our urban schools are in trouble. It's also suburban schools and rural schools. There is a reading literacy epidemic, and we've got to do something about it. You know, Harvard, you know, the fancy pants Harvard, has to go through reading reclamation program to get people to get into college, up to college level, when they arrive at Harvard.
It's wild.
So that means they've gone through all, they were top of their class, they're doing all of that, and they're getting there, and they're still not prepared. Part of it is, I argue, it's literacy, it's reading. You have got to get kids reading at grade level. And here's the other thing. Forbes did a study, I don't know, a few years ago now, and said if kids were just graduating reading at grade level, it would be a $1.7 trillion increase to our economy. Why? Because they can upskill, they can go to school, they can go to apprentice programs and actually read blueprints or read measuring tapes. I mean, the problem that we're creating for this next generation of workforce is immeasurable, but it's not too late. Here's the thing, but you have got to put people to, who you vote for matters. You can't just be angry at somebody or whatever, like somebody that just because they're of one party or not. You've got to vote for someone in this election that's going to go and get these things done for the future of our state and the future of our kids.
No doubt. The final thing, I wanted to ask you about the Democratic State Convention over the weekend, getting a lot of publicity, even from Democrats, of how, what's the word I'm looking for? Unhinged it felt on the floor, many people talking about that. And then I want to ask you about the rise of Abdul El-Sayed on the Democratic side, campaigning with people like Hassan Piker, these uber far left people, and he has risen since campaigning with Piker. What do you make of what's happening on the Democratic side of things over here?
So what you saw at the Democrat convention was the Democrats saying the quiet part out loud. This is where this party has moved. He is a Bernie Sanders endorsed candidate. That's where all the Democrats' energy is on this far left. All of the candidates have drifted left. We shouldn't be fooled by any of them. And as a matter of fact, because of that attitude, they went after the one Jewish regent who was standing up for the Jewish kids who were getting harassed and intimidated on University of Michigan campus. And they threw them out and put in somebody who had to erase some of his tweets where he supported Hezbollah. I mean, talk about a flip. And so he is so comfortable because that's where the base of the party is going that he runs around with Hassan Piker. Think of this. His numbers went up after Hassan Piker.
No doubt.
People are saying, who in the heck is Hassan Piker? He's the guy that said 9/11, America deserved 9/11. The rapes that happened, for political rapes that happened on October 7th in Israel, should be of no concern. I mean, this stuff is dangerous. And it is, I think, exactly where the far left of this party is going. And there were delegates cheering about Mandami of Michigan. Guess what? You know, you want that $30 million government-owned grocery store coming to a corner near you. Well, that's what you're going to get. And that's the direction and energy of the Democrat Party today. And we all got to witness it over this weekend.
Mike Rogers, Michigan Republican Senate candidate. I cannot thank you enough for your time, sir. Thanks so much. And I hope to do it again soon.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate
it. You got it. All right, coming up next, we'll take your phone calls, 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Coming right back, 760 WJR.